Music and fun. Miskin Radio.
This is a show where we bring you guests from comedy, acting, and music with live performances. And all the new music I have for you in the next hour is from your local area, including tonight a world exclusive from Pedestrian Zero. So my first guest tonight is comedian Seam Anson. Hello, Seam.
Hello, Kieran.
And our musician this session is Ryan Fox. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, Kieran.
As for you, get in touch with us on Twitter using the hashtag TheKPSessions and see what we're up to as well throughout the show on Instagram and Snapchat. Producer Ewan is very busy doing little photos and videos for you tonight, so do check us out on Snapchat and Instagram just by searching the KP Sessions. We're going to start with a very local story. So, Seam Anderson, comedian, tell us when Lennox Lewis nearly killed you very near here in Dartford.
Yeah, I used to box. I used to box for Dartford Amateur Boxing Club and as a kid. And eventually, as I got older, was a teenager, I went to Zen's nightclub in Dartford. And at the time, Lennox Lewis was training in Crayford High Street for the promoter Frank Maloney. Anyway, he just won a fight. He was in Zen's with all his sparring partners, and I tried to make my way over to him.
And like, he's massive, isn't he, Lennox?
He's huge. Humongous.
You won't miss him.
No, he's absolutely massive.
He's like, yeah, he's big as a door. He's huge. And I tried to make my way over to him to sort of like shake his hand and say, like I admire your work and someone being a big boxing fan. And I was worked my way closer towards him, and a friend of mine come past with a cigarette. You could smoke in Zen's at the time. Back then it was like 1990.
Those were the days.
There was days. Snap was playing. Snap, I've Got the Power was playing. I remember. And he said, could you just hold my cigarette for a second while I do my shoelaces up? So he handed me the cigarette. He bent down to do his shoelaces up. And as he come up, his head hit my hand and the cigarette flew out of my hand across the room and into the turn up of Lennox Lewis's trouser and started to smoulder. And he was like just chatting to his sparring partners, which are huge, like massive blokes as well, really massive blokes. And one of the sparring partners see what had happened. He see where the cigarette come and pointed at me. And Lennox Lewis come over and said, "Hey man, you've just burnt a hole in my trouser because it started to smoke." And I said, "Look, I'm really, really sorry. It was an accident. My friend knocked it out of my hand." And he said, "Oh look, don't worry about it." Because all his mates was laughing, all the sparring partners was laughing. And he said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It was cool." And he was cool about it. He was really great.
I mean, you don't want to do that to anyone in a nightclub, do you?
No.
Let alone someone who is massive and has loads of friends around him who are also massive. And then irrelevant of that as well is a, like, was he world champion?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was world champ, wasn't he? Yeah. And all his mates are going to be pretty decent at fighting as well.
Yeah,
so, like, no, it's irrelevant how much they were drinking. You were going to lose.
You chose the wrong target, I think, is what
we're
saying.
I think I would have just pretended to die. I don't think.
But, I mean, to be fair, though, they must get a load of people coming up to them and go, "Go on and look, put them up, look." Do you know what I mean? Like, Anthony Joshua must get that all the time.
I've heard of it happening, but not very often.
And what is it? I've got the power.
I've Got the Power by Snap. It was 1990.
Lovely. What was his moves like? Was he? What do you remember the moves?
That Lennox Lewis was Running Man. Everybody, that was like Running Man. Running Man. Do you remember that dance?
Mm.
You had to wear a tracksuit with that on, didn't you? I think.
No, we was only allowed to wear trousers and you had to dress smart in Zen.
Yeah. I mean, come on, this is Dartford. Zen is a cultural hub. It's now called Aaron Breve.
It's Aaron Breve.
Yeah. Oh, I've spent many a late night hour there. Now, you also did a gig where the audience... So you weren't the one throwing something
in
a cigarette.
No, I wasn't, no.
People threw things at the MC. You weren't the MC,
no,
but the audience...
It was only my second gig.
Second gig, right.
Second gig, so I was really nervous. I was just starting and was in this pub and it was... the MC come on and it wasn't your usual comedy crowd. It was like blokes...
Was it just people there for a drink?
Just drinkers, that's what it was. Yeah. It was drinkers and they was drinking as well. They wasn't there for comedy, they was there for the alcohol. And MC come on and he started introducing them, like running through a few bits of material, and they just started coining him, throwing coins at him, just
like
really aiming at him.
Just coins, just specifically
just like
coins,
throwing coins at him.
What's the worst coin? About 50p, probably. That would be the worst one, wouldn't it? That's the
old 50p as well.
Yes,
that's
really
a hefty
old
one.
Well, the new pound coin though is no longer around, isn't it? So that's a good one. Not that let's not condone this sort of thing. So like, did the MC carry on?
Yeah, he carried on. Fair play to the man. He just ploughed for it, made a joke of it. He said to him, "You'll be picking up that change later to buy a pint." And he sort of half won him over. Sort of like.
Did you go on after that happened?
No, I was second on. The first bloke that went on after that was youngish person, and his set was about Pokemon,
right?
And it's just, you know, like, you one of the things in comedy is know your audience. And
they were not sure of the Pokemon name.
They didn't know what Pokemon was and didn't care either.
What would you have done if that had happened before you had gone on your second gig? If that's happening before you go on and it's your second gig, do you still go on?
Yeah, you've got to. Well, I had to. I couldn't walk out. There's no way I was going to walk out, even if I died.
Yeah.
Even if I got hit with coins, there was no way I was walking out.
At least you could call it a paid gig as well. Second gig, and I'm getting paid gigs. I must be good at this. Okay, so this is a comedian, C. Manderson, and musician Ryan Fox. Do get in touch with us. The hashtag is the KP Sessions on Instagram and Twitter. Also, check our Snapchat as well tonight. We've got little videos on there. We've got more stories coming from our guests, including an extremely cheap Coldplay ticket story here on Miskin Radio. That is Gemma Louise Doyle. The new track is Reason. It's the first time we've played it on the show. We've got three brand new songs today. Plus. We have, of course, the world exclusive from Pedestrian Zero. So three new Kent songs and, of course, a world exclusive. We've got so much in this show. It's crammed full. But, of course, our guests in the studio, we've got comedian C. Manderson and musician Ryan Fox. Ryan, can you tell us the Mexico City story?
I can indeed. So I was... saved up a few pennies a few years ago to go backpack traveling around Mexico, and arrived in Mexico City and was went to the dorm where I was staying and got chatting to a couple of Israeli girls who were staying there with me. Well, I met them in the dorm, of course, and we just got chatting about music, and they said, sort of, who do you like? And I said, well, I've been listening to a lot of Coldplay recently. And they said, oh, are you coming to the gig tonight? I said, gig? What gig? And they said, the gig in town. And again, I'm just looking totally bemused. And they said, Coldplay are playing tonight in Mexico. I was like, you're serious? You can't be serious. And they were like, yeah, are you coming? And I said, well, there's no way I'm going to get a ticket, of course. And they said, no, we just went to the record store down the road. Come with us and we'll get you a ticket. Went with them and I picked up a ticket, front row pretty much, or a couple of rows back for Coldplay, £15 equivalent. Whoa. Of that. Brilliant. And
wow.
I had a time of my life, yeah. Mexico City football stadium, 100,000 people, amazing experience, and probably one of the best gigs of my life. So
was it
fantastic.
What tour was it, Coldplay?
I think it was the Viva La Vida one.
Viva La Vida?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
think it was Miles Island too.
No, I think it was just okay, before cool. that.
But it's massive, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, Coldplay ticket now, what, 100? 60 to £100 usually?
Something
and on
like
the day,
that.
Probably about £500.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of black market,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got lucky. And you still speak to these wonderful, like these the girls that you met.
I'm still friends with one of them on Facebook, actually. Yeah,
look at that for a story. That's wonderful. And you released an album very, very recently.
Yes, called The Crossroads. I was going to play a song of that from that album for you today, if that's okay.
Okay, well, let's fire away with it. So I'll let you introduce it.
So this song is called Unshakable Faith.
I remember choir as a boy, the unholy priest and me his toy. Unpleasant games involving drink, he took me to the rooftop brink. But I got this unshakable, unbreakable faith in you, a so very reliable, undeniable faith in you. And I don't know what I'll do if you don't feel the same way too. I got this unshakable faith in you. I got this unshakable faith. They took me into rehab care, where devils thrive and angels are rare. We bonded in our darkest hour. My love for you was great as Babel's tower. But I got this unshakable, unbreakable faith in you. A so very reliable, undeniable faith in you. And I don't know what I'll do if you don't feel the same way too. I got this unshakable faith in you. I got this unshakable faith in you. Some need a God, a guide to see, but I need you to abide with me. I got this unshakable, unbreakable faith in you. So very reliable, undeniable faith in you. And I don't know what I'll do if you don't feel the same way too. I got this unshakable faith in you. I got this unshakable faith in you.
And it's unshakable faith from Ryan Fox. It's off the new album, The Crossroads.
That's the one.
I went, well, I'm a bit flummoxed, right? I'm a little bit flummoxed, and I will tell you why. Because we've just had a tweet, right, from Tommy Thompson, who
Tommy.
I believe is a friend of Seam Anderson, our guest. And he says he had great laughs growing up with Seam Anderson, cutting our moves in Zens / Flicks in Dartford. So did the nightclub Zens used to, so for people that don't in Dartford, we talk about you nearly being killed by Lennox Lewis, the boxer, in Zens and Nightclub. Did it used to be called Flicks?
Yeah, before that it was called Flicks, and then it became Zens.
And now it's Air and Breathe.
And now it's Air and Breathe.
A time to be alive. Wow.
In the last 30 years.
Absolutely flummoxed me, that did. So
that's what I mean.
Perhaps for your next song, we can cut our shapes like you used to do, Seam. We can, for the next Ryan Fox Live song, you're going to cut some
Stand
shapes.
Stand up and do the running man?
I can't. I haven't run nowhere for years.
okay.
I can barely walk.
You do absolutely fine. You do stand up, it's fine.
The walking man, yeah. It's a new craze. Started here.
Okay, well, now it's time for our word exclusive. It comes from New Ash Green's Pedestrian Zero.
Hi, we're the Floodgates, and you're listening to the Kieran Poole Sessions.
Earlier on, I said about we had Tom Johnson in the live session. He did a cover of Stay With Me by Sam Smith. I'm going to give it to you now. This is Tom Johnson in session last week with Stay With Me.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. And these nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This I love, it's clear to see. Oh, won't you stay with me? Oh, am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look. Gain some self-control. And deep down I know this will never work. But you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're no. won't you stay with me?
So that is a wonderful live session we had last week. Tom Johnston, musician, and he did, of course, Stay With Me, the cover, or the original from Sam Smith. But now it's time for our second live original song tonight from our musician Ryan Fox. And if you want to watch it, you can just go onto the Miskin Radio Facebook page, that's M-I-S-K-I-N, whack that into Facebook, and you'll be able to watch it as well as listen to it. So Ryan, I let you introduce it.
Thanks, Kieran. So this song is called The Puppet Master. It's about the top 1%, how they control and manipulate the media and the rest of us mere mortals, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers and what have you. And it's called The Puppet Master, as I say, so you can find this on Bandcamp.
Tell you who to worship, what fancy things to buy. The life I say you need, I have for sale. Maneuver in the airwaves to perpetuate my lie. My plots and schemes to rule, you cannot fail. I am the puppet master. No one can ever know that I am the puppet master and I run the show. Through the last election, I rigged and jigged a vote. The president has thanked me, but he'll know that he's mine to do my bidding. As I hand him fists of notes, he's here to make my ageless empire grow. I am the puppet master. No one can ever know that I am the puppet master. Deal with the oil man, it's a tricky, slippy field. He'll keep pumping whilst my dollars fill his sack. And though the planet burns like hellfire, the truth remains concealed. Sure as chalk is white and coal is black, I am the puppet master. No one can ever know that I am the puppet master and I run the show. I own the guilty gunsmith. Your brother fights my war. I've money hedged on both the battling sides. Sell rifles to the richest, keep down the peasant poor, reveling as humanity divides. I am the puppet master. No one can ever know that I am the puppet master. The puppet master, yes, I am the puppet master, and I run the show.
is The Puppet Master from, of course, Ryan Fox in Live Session. And that's from the debut album. That's from the first album.
That's from the first album, yeah.
Okay, and the song we featured earlier, Unshakable Faith, that's from the brand new album, The Crossroads, which is available on Ryan's Bandcamp page. Now it's time for this little beauty.
Worst jobby wobby, worst jobby wobby, worst, worst, worst. Worst jobby wobby, worst jobby wobby, worst.
So this part of the show is where we ask our comedian the strangest, most peculiar jobs they've ever done. So, C. Manderson, what is your worst jobby wobby?
It's not actually my worst job, Bobby. It's a mate of mine. It was a nightmare job. He's a black cab driver.
But you're also a black cab
driver. I'm a black cab driver. He's a black cab driver. But he told me this story, and I'm hoping it's true because it's really funny. Basically, he was going down Park Lane, which is in Mayfair, where all the big hotels are and all the posh shops. And it was late. And as he was going past the Dorchester Hotel, the concierge flagged him down. So he pulled in, and the concierge said, look, we've got a job here. There's a bloke. He wants to go to Surrey. It's a good job. There'd be a nice few quid in it for you. But can you help us get the bloke out of the bar and into your cab because he's had a bit to drink?
Right.
So he goes in there, helps the bloke out, and from the bar to his cab, the bloke fell down 3 times. Mm. Yeah, he was that drunk. And he got in the cab, told him where he lived, and fell asleep immediately. And he drove him all the way home, and the bloke was asleep. He woke up when he was getting towards the end of the, near where the bloke lived, and got to the address, and he thought, like, it's late, I'm going to have to help him out and help him to his front door. I'm going to have to knock up his wife, like, knock on the door and get her to answer.
Not knock her up.
It's a very different thing.
And he got out of the cab, he helped the bloke out of the cab. From the cab to his front door, he fell down another 3 times. But he's helped him out, and he knocked on the door, and his wife came down, and, like, she was upset. And he said, look, I'm the cab driver, I've just brought him home. And she looked at him and said, where's his wheelchair?
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
That's a mate.
The poor chap. I cannot. Yeah. It's unfathomable to, like.
carried him out. Yeah. Put his arm around his shoulder.
Yeah. Because, I mean, as a. You must have famous faces in the back of your cab
all
as well.
All the time, yeah. Well, not all the time. Like, you get us, like.
Because you're. Are you London based? Like,
yeah, London. I'm a black cab driver in London. And, like, you'll get. You'll go through a stage where you get, like. Like 2 or 3 at a time, like, and then all of a sudden you're left nothing. You'll not see a celebrity at all. But yeah, I've met some really, really famous people. Stephen Graham, the Scouse actor, he's like from Liverpool. He's a really nice bloke. He was like.
This is England.
Yeah, he was in This Is England. He was in Broadwalk Empire. He played Al Capone with Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, very good series.
Massive series. And like, he was just like, I'm talking to everybody now. It's just like, he was a really nice bloke.
Do you get like a lot of material from your conversation with people in the cabs?
All the time, mate. It's one of my, like, you spend a lot of time in your cab, so you're speaking to people, and all the time, like, they'll talk to you, you'll talk to them, and you'll get material, and you'll get weird jobs that shouldn't never happen, but they do. They really do happen sometimes.
And so. People like I. You sound like a counsellor. Like, people tell you things they wouldn't tell someone on the train or something.
And they unload. Like, they literally get in and I had one lady get in. It was only a 15-minute journey from Victoria Station to somewhere in Covent Garden. And within that 15 minutes, she told me she was having an affair with her boss. So, stuff that you wouldn't tell a stranger.
I mean, yeah, if you got on the tube or you got on a bus anyway, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't tell the driver. I assume you wouldn't tell the bus driver.
I mean, you must really need to talk to somebody. If you tell a cab driver, because I'll just tell everybody.
And you charge extra, really, shouldn't you, for that service?
I want to.
Do you get the thing, like, how long are you until tonight? Like, you been on long?
Yeah, it's been on long.
Peter Kay classic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like, just go for it. Yeah, I've been working. Like, what time do you finish?
You've been busy.
Me until.
I always ask, like, are they doing the club night? Like, are they doing the club scene? As in, like, if it's a Friday night and I've come back from a gig or something, I always ask them if they the guys that have to do, like, the nightclub run.
Yeah.
Like, is it we're bringing Zens into it again? But, like, doing the nightclub run must be just, like, hilarious. But, like, people don't want to pay you all this sort of thing.
Yeah, I've had people that are so drunk in my cab that I've taken them to their address, got them outside their own front door, and they're so drunk they don't even recognise where they live. Wow. They go, no, I don't live here.
And do you know if people want to talk straight away as well?
Yeah, you can tell. You keep talking to people. Some people, like, they'll talk back to you. You can tell. You can just tell. And some people, they don't. So you just let
them. What's the etiquette? Do you break the ice first, or do you wait for them to talk to you?
No, I just look in my mirror and just sort of, like, you can see them looking around. If they look bored or they look like they're looking around, I can sort of, like, judge that and then go in with a bit of chat. And then It's just like doing crowd work, mate, a comedy night.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what I was just about to say. It's almost like, because you're in control as a comedian, you're in control. You're the guy with the mic. No matter how what they say in the audience, unless they're saying things they really, really shouldn't. Like, you're the man in control. You should be the one in control. And I guess that's sort of similar in a cab. Like, obviously, you're the one in control. You're the one with the steering wheel. But you kind of, they're at your mercy, you know, to an extent, aren't they? Like, if you want to bring up a conversation, you're probably the one in control.
I mean, you just start, you'll have a conversation with someone, it passes the day as well, and some people are more talkative than others.
Are they more talkative at night or
when
the
they've
morning?
Had a drink, definitely. Definitely. Like, and also, do you know, like, there's a, I'm going to say this because I probably shouldn't, but there's a myth that northern people are more talkative and southerners are not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always want to get a northern person in my cab, talk more to them. So they don't think southerners are not as talkative.
Mm.
And one time I cabbed a couple, and as they got out, I heard the husband say to the wife, them Cockneys love the sound of their own voice, don't they? So you can't win.
The gateway to your community, Miskin Radio.
Hello, Kieran here. Thank you for downloading. If you get your podcast on iTunes, don't forget to click the subscribe button so you get a free podcast delivered to you every Thursday of our best bits from that week's show. And also on iTunes, do leave a review as well. We love those. And on Facebook, there's loads of video content you can watch as well. Just search the Kieran Paul Sessions. Bye bye.